The slim volume written by Deborah and Mark Parker features a bright red lollipop on its cover, a logical image for the work they call Sucking Up, a brief consideration of sycophancy. That, says Mark, is just one of many words we have for flattery.
You get bootlicker, you get lickspittle, you get toad-eater, you get brown-noser.
And whatever you call it, the Parkers say this behavior has been around for a very long time.
One of the most informative essays on this is by Plutarch, who wrote many, many, many years ago, who was concerned with how to tell a flatterer from a friend. And if you want to see another version of Plutarch, you can watch Hamlet. Shakespeare was steeped in Plutarch and took all these ideas and dramatized them wonderfully.
Yeah, and there are denunciations of flatterers in the Bible. Confucius also condemns flattery.
Deborah Parker, who teaches Italian at UVA, adds that sucking up holds a special place in Dante's Inferno.
There's 9 circles to hell. Murderers and tyrants are punished in the 7th circle, but flatterers and other sins are punished in the 8th circle. For Dante, a sin like flattery affects the entire social order because it makes frank discussion impossible.
It is deceptive behavior. So I think that there is a moral issue here. It changes your reputation, and it can really change your character.
But Deborah is quick to add that we're not talking about kindness, those things people say all the time.
Noticing what a nice color that is on you, that's everyday politeness. I think it's a question of how habitual the practice is, what the intentions of the flatterer are. Is this self-serving?
JMU English professor Mark Parker says people often use flattery in an attempt to influence the decisions of powerful people, which could explain why Washington, D.C. is the suck-up capital of the nation and was that way long before Donald Trump.
If you listen to the Watergate tapes or the tapes about the Vietnam War, those have all come out now, and you see a kind of sad spectacle of very powerful and sometimes extremely knowledgeable men just basically doing the most elementary bits of flattery to powerful figures.
Nor is brown-nosing the sole purview of Republicans.
The exposure of Hillary Clinton's emails showed many instances of flattery, too.
And of course, popular culture is littered with sycophants, from Leave It to Beaver's Eddie Haskell to Smithers on The Simpsons. Strangely, the Parkers discovered that some people who suck up don't see it that way.
In fact, the more successful the flattery is, the less likely the flatterer is to think of it as flattery. They think of it as the truth.
So far, the reviews have been, well, flattering. Said one, more relevant now than ever as sucking up becomes the master trope of the Trump era. This choice romp through the spectacular world of bowing and scraping will entertain and enlighten. The Parkers are pleased. They don't expect this book to become a major motion picture, but maybe a reality show? I'm Sandy Houseman.